ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet.
Minds Over Matter tonight with the dynamic duo of Jerry Nachman and your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a very pleasant weekend and have an hour tonight to spend with us because we are an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming, not only welcoming, we are imploring your participation. So please give us a call at 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, just about everything. So 415-841-4134. Sometimes the lines can get a little blocked up toward the end of the show, but if you give us a call as soon as possible, we will get you on as soon as possible. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, it is available to you if you just go to kalw.org, anywhere in the known world at kalw.org. If you'd like a podcast of the show, God willing, it will be available after the show. If you have any trouble with that, please send me an email, let me know, and I'll try to figure it out. Okay, so again, Minds Over Matter, podcast is kalw.org, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to start, as I said, with a round of introductions and a round of questions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman was not struck by lightning Thursday night as he came out of a Passover dinner. God may not be terribly pleased by Jerry, but he isn't that angry.
Thank you, Dana. Well, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, raked leaves all day in his big tree-filled yard, and can only equate the experience with using an eyedropper to move an ocean.
All right. So that is us, and we begin with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. Who is the model for James Montgomery Flagg's famous I Want You poster of Uncle Sam pointing at the observer?
You're looking for a real person?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Who is the model for James Montgomery Flagg's famous I Want You poster of Uncle Sam pointing at the observer?
Well, those little chin whiskers were popular around the turn of the century. There was a Speaker of the House named Cannon.
Who had those chin whiskers.
Who had those chin whiskers. As a matter of fact, the Cannon office building is named after him.
Yes.
Who looked a lot like that.
That's a very inspired guess, but it's not right.
Not right. Okay.
Very good.
This is a very well-known person, you would say?
Well-known.
Okay.
Oh, no, but
still known to us today.
I think so.
Okay. All right.
It's not, you know, a name you hear every day, but it's
No. Not Britney Spears or anything like
yeah.
that. Okay. Why don't you read that question before?
Who was the model for James Montgomery Flagg's famous I Want You poster of Uncle Sam pointing at the observer?
Okay. So was this person in politics? Can I ask that?
No.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Pink Dave from San Francisco.
Hi.
And I have a movies question for you. It's kind of obscure, but, you know, hey, I'm not recusing anybody.
Okay.
There are four movies that, and there may be more. These are the only four I could think of off the top of my head because I was watching Thoroughly Modern Millie, mm-hmm. of all things, with Julie Andrews and Mary Tyler Moore. But these four movies all have one thing in common, and they are Peter Sellers in Being There,
mm-hmm.
Thoroughly Modern Millie with Julie Andrews and Mary Tyler Moore and Carol Channing,
mm-hmm.
High Anxiety, you know, Mel Brooks, and Dressed to Kill with Angie Dickinson. And those four movies all have one thing in common. And it's, you know, it's about the movie. It's not like the producer or, you know.
Oh, about the plot, more or less, huh?
Well, there is one thing in common.
Okay.
But you're looking for a thing, not necessarily a person.
Precisely.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
And you say Peter Sellers in being there, does that have something to do with the answer, or just being there is what you're...
No, it's the film itself. If you watch all four, it becomes evident.
All right, so being there, Thoroughly Modern Millery, High Anxiety, and...
Dressed to Kill. With Andrew Dickinson.
Right.
Does anyone remember Police Woman? I mean...
Yeah, I remember Police Woman.
Sure.
Yeah.
In any event.
It's
very easy if you see all the movies. Like, I saw them all very close together, and it was like, one set happens in all the movies.
Is something to do with an elevator?
Precisely.
Ah, yes.
There are significant elevator scenes in all the movies.
Well, there's that private elevator and being there in that big house.
But he makes the joke in the elevator. Remember, the elevator operator isn't supposed to laugh at him?
Right.
And in High Anxiety, it's where the murder happens.
Right. And then Dressed to Kill, that's where the murder happens.
Well, no, because she realizes she's left her wedding ring in the apartment where she's just had sex, and she met in the museum.
Right.
You left out Midnight Lace.
Early Modern Millery, dance number.
Yes.
You left out Midnight Lace.
So we sort of got it then, right?
Well, no, you actually got it exactly.
Okay.
All elevator scenes.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Early Modern Millery and... what else has a... Sweet Charity has an elevator scene.
Oh, yeah.
Scene.
Lady in a Cage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Right.
Okay. Good. So Carol from Masonic Street said, The Portrait of Uncle Sam... I think this says Walter Houston, but...
no, it wasn't.
It's not Walter Houston. Although it looks like Walter Houston.
It does look a little like Walter Houston.
Yeah,
that's a good guess. Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay. Let me ask a question here. All right, here's a candy question. You like those, Jerry. I want the three best-selling non-chocolate candies in the U.S. Or four, actually. I take it back. I'm sorry. The four best-selling non-chocolate candies in the U.S.
Well, Skittles, which has been in the news lately.
That's quite right. Skittles is number three.
It is number two.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll give you one more guess.
Good and Plenty?
No.
Okay.
All right. So, Skittles, yes. Why has Skittles been in the news?
Yeah, well, Trayvon Martin was apparently eating them.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, yeah. So the four best-selling non-chocolate candies in the United States. Jerry got Skittles. What are the other three? And what famous 1960s TV show did Charles Manson audition for?
1960s. Well, I know that he had some strange connection. I think he'd been turned down. His songs had been turned down by Martin Melcher, who was Doris Day's husband and producer. So was it the Doris Day show?
It wasn't the Doris Day show, though. I would love to have seen that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
With Doris Day and Charles Manson.
Yeah.
I'm sure Doris wouldn't have enjoyed that. But speaking of Doris Day, she did a phone interview with Terry Gross
half an hour, which was
very interesting. I mean, you know.
Well, it was. She,
I mean, the interview wasn't fantastic, but it was
a terrible interview. Scott Simon did it, and I actually wrote a long article for a website I write for.
Yeah.
And
but it was interesting to hear her because I hadn't heard her in such a long time.
She sounded terrific.
Yeah.
She's 80, almost 80. I think she's just 88 this week. Yeah.
Right.
And she sounds great. I don't know how she looks, but she got all her marbles. And, I got a lot of heat for the piece because I wrote about it. I thought her. Most of the movies, the comedies were pretty dreadful, I think.
Oh, I don't know. Some of them were
today.
Fine.
I don't know.
You have to take them in the context of the time.
Well, even given that, they're terrible.
No.
I didn't think they were so good at the time.
No.
I like the friend characters, Tony Randall and Gig Young and so on.
Right.
They're always good. Anyway.
So, I'm sorry. What famous 1960s TV show did Charles Manson audition for?
Was this a dramatic show?
No, it was not.
Comedy show?
Yeah.
60s show, huh?
60s show. And the other question was the four best-selling non-chocolate candies in the United States. Jerry got Skittles, so I guess there's only three left on that list. And The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, I'm Sam as hell.
Hello.
I know the answer that 60,000 series Charles Manson auditioned for.
Okay.
Was it the Monkees?
It was the Monkees, yes.
And I got a little correction. Some guy was talking about William Conrad's connection with Starry Whenever. He said that Cannon ran in the 70s and 80s. Cannon ran for only 5 seasons.
Oh, I thought it was more than that, even.
What ran for more than 5 seasons?
Cannon. Remember Cannon.
And it was a television movie in 1980. This didn't run from the 70s and 80s. You got his facts all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a couple of questions for you. This one's a radio question. Besides Earl Stanley Gardner, who also has a connection to the radio and television versions of Perry Mason?
So, who had the connection to...
Well, another who also has a connection to the radio and television versions of Perry Mason.
Okay. I don't remember who was in the radio version of Perry Mason.
You remember? I'll give you a clue that one who played Perry Mason in the radio, that he was also in a World War II drama in the 60s.
World War II drama.
I don't remember the radio show, the radio Perry Mason. I don't think I ever heard of it.
So the star of the radio show was also the one.
Well, he had something to do with the television series.
Okay.
E.G. Marshall. That's always a good guess.
No.
No, I don't know the radio version, unfortunately.
It was John Larkin. He also appeared on an episode of the television series.
John Who? Larkin?
Never heard of him.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was appeared on the 12 o'clock high in its first season. He died suddenly during the middle of the film in the first season, and his role was replaced.
Huh.
And here's my, I've got a couple of questions.
You already asked one. You already asked one. Now you get one more.
Okay. Here's one from, trying to remember. When Sacramento Independent Television Station, KMUV, Channel 3R, went on the air in 1974, it was first owned by a legendary television producer. Who was it?
The Sacramento station was first owned by a legendary television producer.
Yeah, it was then later KLBK, now it's KFAX. It's
Aaron Spelling.
What?
Aaron Spelling.
Nope.
Legendary television producer.
Oh, I know who it was. Mark Goodson, I think.
Nope.
Because he's from Sacramento.
Like comedies.
Is he?
Oh, okay.
Oh, comedies?
Yeah.
Norman Lear.
Yeah, you're super well.
Good job. Good job. Huh. All right, thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Hi, Ed.
Pretty good. So I have, I have this problem with the nuclear plant in Japan, and definitely we're going to get some effect from the radiation.
All right. Now, we've only got 46 minutes left, Ed, so just wanted to let you know. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, so the most dangerous elements we're getting are iodine, 131. Yeah.
Okay.
Cesium, 134. Some 137. And the strontium, 90. So what I'd like to ask you, what part of the body does... Let's start with iodine, 131.
Iodine, that's the thyroid.
Very good. It has a half-life of 8 days, so it disappears very quickly, 8 days. How about cesium, 134? 137.
What was it?
Cesium.
Cesium.
I have no idea.
Cesium.
I've never heard of it, actually.
Well, no, it is. It is actually very dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Most of it, 137. So what part of the body does it call?
The liver.
No. Cesium is the same chemical property as sodium. So it acts like salt, right? So what part of the body?
The...
Everywhere. It goes everywhere.
Yeah,
right. It goes in the blood. The salt is everywhere in our body, so that is okay. How about the last one? Is strontium 90?
Strontium, that's in our bones, isn't it?
Yes, you're right. It acts very much like calcium, so it goes in the bones.
Right.
And it has I
got 2 out of 3. How about that for a non-chem major?
Yeah.
Half-life of 29 years. Cesium have lifetime of 30 years, so they do stay around. So one last question.
Mm-hmm.
This female animal have larger, should I say the name or should I just say sexual organ, than the male? In fact, pound by pound, she have larger penis than any mammals on the planet.
What kind of an animal is it?
You said it was a mammal. Did you say it was a mammal?
Female. This female have, generally she have bigger penis than the male counterpart. In fact, pound by pound, she has the biggest penis in the whole animal kingdom. Okay. Leave that to the audience.
Yeah, I'd be very happy to leave that to the audience. Thank you very much.
Yes.
There was a woman named Annabella Bastistella. Annabella and Bastista, but Bastilla. What she was famous in 1974? What was her fame?
Give us that name one more time.
Annabella,
A-N-N-A-B-E-L-L-A. Yeah, Annabella.
And Bastilla, B-A-T-T-I-S-T-E-L-L-A.
What was she famous for? Did she win it?
She was really famous for some time.
Did she win a Nobel for physics or chemistry?
Far away from that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we'll leave it
on. Leave that to the audience. Leave both of the mammals and the, and Annabella to the audience. I bet you come with it.
All right, we'll put you on hold, Ian, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. In the meantime, go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, well, I've got a much more, I got an R-rated question here.
You? My God.
But it sounds like an Eid question, an Eid question. Right. What is the only snake known to build a nest for its eggs?
Build a nest for its eggs. Is this a snake you would find in the United States?
I think so. But I'm not sure. I'm not a...
Other than in a zoo.
What do they call it?
You're not a...
Heptologist? What do they call the snake?
Herpetologist or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Herpetologist, yeah. I think it's... I don't know if it's in the United States.
Builds a nest.
I hope not.
Builds a nest. All right. How about the cobra?
King cobra.
All right.
The king cobra. I don't know if there's a queen cobra or another kind of... Very good.
That's why I just said cobra.
That's the largest venomous snake in the world. Are they in the United States?
No.
No, they aren't. Okay. India, probably.
Yes.
Okay, good guess. Very
All right,
good.
Give us another question.
All right. Who is Jose Dottorio Arango better known as? Jose Dottorio Arango, A-R-A-N-G-O.
A-R-A-N-G-O. Is this somebody who's around today?
No.
Was this person in show business?
I'm not giving you any more clues. Come on.
Ramon Navarro.
No, no.
Antonio Moreno.
No.
All right. Leo Carrillo.
He was not in movies. I will exclude that at least, so you can stop thinking about that.
All right.
Who is Jose Dottorio Arango, better known as?
And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is Jerry Nachman. Of course, the paperback and hardcover version of his book is still available in all your better bookstores.
I don't know about bookstores. I think it's online is the best bet.
Okay. Yeah. I saw it being used as a doorstop. Yeah.
Not that big.
And it's called right here in our stage tonight, Ed Sullivan's America. And, of course, my name is Dana Rodriguez. I'm your moderator, and you're listening to Minds Over Matter, as I said. And the number here is 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. And this is 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Kevin in Los Angeles.
Hey, Kevin.
How you guys doing?
Hey, good, thank you.
A couple questions. Mm-hmm. They're movie questions, so you might want to give Jerry a first guess on these.
Thank you very much.
Might Jerry. I don't
appreciate
know. I
that,
might not, too.
First okay. and second.
Go ahead.
So the first one, the source for this, I got from one of my favorite blogs. It's called the Greenbrier Picture Show blog, and they cover a lot of classic movies, according to them. What was the first movie... where the Alfred Hitchcock movie, where it was advertised as being from the master of suspense?
Oh, my.
That's a good question.
Okay. The first one. Okay. gee.
I'd only be guessing at this, too. So.
Yeah. Suspicion?
No. Okay. You know, Jerry, you know, Danny, you want to take a guess?
It seems like the sort of thing that they would tag on him after he came to America. So,
yes.
In a way to promote him in a sense. So was it Rebecca?
One more picture later.
Oh, 39 Foreign Steps? Correspondent?
Foreign Correspondent.
Oh, mine, one of my favorite movies of all time, too.
I know, I know. That's why I thought you might get that one.
All right, sorry.
A little obscure.
I know you like that movie, Dana, but I've tried to watch it, and it doesn't grab me at all.
No.
All that running around the windmill.
I love the atmosphere.
Robert Benchley is in it. That's one of the few things about it I like.
Okay.
Okay, so another question. Please.
Yes.
So this is according to just online sources again, because I have not read her autobiography. But what producer did, not Ethel Merman, what's the name of the swimming lady?
Oh, Esther Williams.
Esther Williams, thank you.
It's easy to get those two confused.
I know.
I don't think I ever saw Ethel Merman in a bathing suit.
Did Esther Williams say it was appropriate that he got fired on Thanksgiving because he was a turkey?
Could you ask that again? I got mixed up in that.
What producer was fired on Thanksgiving and Esther Williams said that he got fired on Thanksgiving because he's a turkey.
What producer did she say that of?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, well, could have been anyone almost.
She was at MGM. I don't know. Louis B. Mayer?
He never got fired.
MGM's a good clue, but it's not Louis B. Mayer.
producer.
Well, who produced her movies? Some of her movies, maybe.
Well,
Norman Panama. I don't know.
No, I mean like Jack Cummings. I was just thinking people who did musicals at MGM.
Is he well known? Is his name pretty well known to us?
I think you guys should know him. I mean, he also was a writer and director, and so
he was a writer and a director too.
Hmm.
Oh.
Did stuff on Broadway.
He did some things on Broadway. Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Huh. Can you, Nate, can you give me a film that he produced?
Sure. No, don't do that. He'll get it right away.
Well, I mean, I'm not getting now.
That's
so.
Okay. Yeah. What producer?
He was
Sunrise at Campobello.
Oh, Dory Sherry. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, I guess a lot of people didn't like Dory Sherry.
They didn't like him, yeah. Always sound like an interesting guy, though.
Huh. All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.
He's the one who used to write the long-winded memos, right?
No, David O. Selznick did that.
Oh. Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, let me do a question here. All right. What standard piece, one guess on this, what standard piece of gym exercise equipment, you find it in every gym in the world, almost, was banned in England for cruelty in 1902?
In 1902?
Yes.
Oh. Gee, I can't think of anything that was around then.
This is from Esquire magazine.
Is it still around in most gyms?
Every single gym I've ever been in.
Wow. Weights.
No.
Dumbbells.
That's a good good answer, but okay. No. What standard piece of gym exercise equipment was banned in England for cruelty in 1902?
Well, I think they all should be banned for that reason, myself. Let's see. Well, they didn't have a Stairmaster then.
All right, you had your guess already.
All right.
I'll let you guess again later.
All right, okay.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
I'm on.
Yes, you are.
All right, well, I wanted to guess about the candy.
Okay, good.
Is it Twizzlers?
Not Twizzlers, no.
Does gum count?
Say it again.
Does gum?
Not gum.
All right, I guess I would only guess Reese's Pieces as the last bit.
No.
All right. Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
It's not a candy bar, per se, is it?
None of these are candy bars.
Because all candy bars tend to be chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes and no, but these none of these are candy bars.
By the way, what, you heard the term all my life, beer and Skittles. I guess that's a British term. What are Skittles? Are they pretzels?
Well, I thought Skittles in England was a game that people played in bars.
It is a game, but I wondered if it was originally, sounds like it was originally something to eat, like a pretzel. But
it's possible.
Maybe a Brit out there could.
But
call
I'm not
in.
Sure.
Okay.
Somebody will. One of our callers will inform us.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, cool. Okay, so I was going to say for the exercise equipment, is it a stationary bicycle?
It is not a stationary bicycle.
Okay, and then I have some questions for you.
Yes.
Okay, so one, what country uses about half the world's production of cloves, primarily in cigarettes? Two, what is misleading about Vincent van Gogh's 1889 painting, Self-Portrait with Bandaged Ear? Three, what famous composer wrote the song, I Paid My Income Tax Today? And four, which is the only state flag with different designs on its front and then on its back?
Okay, let's take these one by one here. Just read them all over slowly, a little more slowly, one at a time.
All right. What country uses about half the world's production of cloves, primarily in cigarettes?
Cloves. Okay. Cloves. I have to think about that. Go on to the next one.
What is misleading about Vincent van Gogh's 1889 painting, Self-Portrait with Bandaged Ear?
Is it the wrong ear?
It's the wrong ear because he was looking in the mirror.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, and then the next one is, what famous composer wrote the song, I Paid My Income Tax Today?
Irving Berlin.
Let me see.
Irving Berlin?
Yes.
Very good.
And then which is the only state flag which with different designs on its front and on its back?
I know this.
State flag?
State flag.
Oh, you're the flag expert.
Is it? I'm not.
You're a flagologist.
Is it Ohio?
No.
All right, let me think for a minute. I know this has come up before.
Like it had two designs and couldn't give one away? Or?
No, it's nothing. It's just they put the state seals on one side, I think, and then something on the other. But okay, it was east or west of the Mississippi?
West.
Oregon?
Yes.
All right.
Why did you know that?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why did you get that?
Dan? Oh, we didn't get the answer to the first question. Why did I know that?
Yeah.
It's come up before at some point. Oh, I just something had to jog my memory. I had to figure out if it was east or west of the Mississippi.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
At least it breaks it down a little bit.
All right.
Anyway, okay, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Vexillologist is the word you're
vexillologist, right.
For gym equipment, is it a rowing machine?
It is not a rowing machine.
I always thought that was cool and unusual. for non-chocolate candy, how about jelly beans or jelly bellies?
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Yeah, it is, but no.
Licorice?
No.
Okay. For the flag poster, the model was Lord Kitchener.
No, it's not.
Oh, he's in a way he's right because the British version of it had Kitchener.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is
you.
The American version.
But this is the American version.
Oh, good. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Great. And I had a question.
Yes.
Last week we were talking about Lord Peter Wimsey,
mm-hmm.
and I recalled that Dorothy Sayers recalled him as appearing fair and Mayfair, and it reminded me of. Several locations in London, such as Mayfair. And I want you to tell me how these locations were named. And there are four of them. Mayfair, Knightsbridge, Cheapside, and Soho.
Mm. That's a very good question. I don't know if I can do much with it. Let's see. Knightsbridge.
Soho is south of Houston.
No.
So... Knightsbridge, is that from the late Middle Ages or Renaissance era when only the knights could use a certain bridge in the particular area?
No, it's actually from right after the Norman invasion.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. And... let's see, Soho. Soho is obviously short. There's a corruption of something. Something else. Mayfair. Was I'll take it in the most literal sense.
The May Day Festival.
Festival held there?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Sometimes it being literal helps. And Knightsbridge. What was the other one? I'm sorry.
Cheapside.
Well, Cheapside, didn't they have an open market there for cheap goods?
Still do.
Yeah. So, okay.
But that's not what...
That's not where it came from.
Well, it came from the market, yes, but not because their goods were cheap.
Because the goods were cheap. Was it an inexpensive place to live?
No.
No, I can't go any further with it.
It's kind of tricky. It comes from the Anglo-Saxon word cheap, which means market.
Oh.
There's been a market there since Anglo-Saxon times.
And how about Soho?
Some people think it means south of Holborn, but the explanation that I like is it comes from the Tudor times when it was a royal hunting park, and the huntsman's cry of Soo-hoo when the dogs had found a deer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's sort of romantic.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Jennifer in the Mission.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. For the exercise equipment, is it a treadmill?
It is a treadmill.
Oh.
Yes.
Yay.
Very good.
I wish I had banned that for good.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Well, thank
Bye.
You. Yes. The standard piece of exercise equipment that was banned in England for cruelty in 1902 was a treadmill. Very good. All right. We're a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, what do you have?
Okay. Who was the model for James Montgomery Flagg's famous I Want You poster of Uncle Sam? And who was Jose Dottorio Arango, A-R-A-N-G-O, better known as?
All right. And I have... Wait a minute here. Oh, the best-selling non-chocolate candies in the United States. Best-selling non-chocolate candies in the United States. There are four I'm looking for. So far, we just have Skittles. What are the other three? Okay. All right. So, I think it's your turn, Jerry.
I think I have to recuse you for a while on this one, Dana.
It's just me, Jerry.
Well, that's...
All right, go ahead.
This is for the audience, as Eve would say. What silent movie star won the most votes in the Best Actor category at the very first Oscar ceremonies in 1929, but was denied the award that went to Emil Jannings?
Hmm.
What silent movie star won the most votes in the Best Actor category at the very first Oscar ceremony in 1929, but was denied the award that went to Emil Jannings?
Yeah, I had heard this. David knows it too, but we won't say anything. Okay.
Not yet.
All right.
Because such a great question.
It is. And the number to
join... If I say so myself, and I do.
The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. We have a couple of lines open. And Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you. In the meantime, all right, I'll just go ahead and do a question while we're waiting to take another call. All right, I have, I'm going to give you five, let's see, I take it back. I'll give you four. These are the best-selling fiction authors, best-selling fiction authors of all time, and I'm going to ask, I'll give you their nationalities, and you tell me who the author is, okay? So I'm looking for the best-selling author of these various nationalities of all time. So you understand the question? All right. So number one, American. Number two, Belgian. Number three, Russian. Number four, German. So again, this is a list of all over the world, the best-selling authors of fiction of all time, but I'm just going to give you the nationalities of the best-selling ones of each of these, I give you the nationalities and you tell me who the author is. So the best-selling author of all time, it's an American. The best-selling one of all time, it's a Belgian. best-selling author of overall that's Russian, and the best-selling one that's German. So, they're all very well-known names.
Yeah. German.
Maybe try on the American first.
Well, Russian would... Well, I should say Dostoevsky.
Not Dostoevsky. So.
American. Best-selling author of all time.
Yes.
Novelist.
Yes. Remember, it's fiction.
Yeah. Mark Twain.
No.
Okay.
1 billion books by this author have been sold.
In America?
Overall, in the around the world.
Oh, okay.
So it's worldwide. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Richard. Is it me?
It is you, Richard.
Okay, so I'm going to make a guess about the German author, Thomas Mann.
No, not Thomas Mann.
All right. The candy, Mr. Peanut Bar?
No.
Okay, and the I have a question for you.
Sure.
Can you tell me what was the name of the improv group in Chicago that eventually melded itself into the Second City?
With Elaine
May and various other people.
Yeah, the Compass Players.
That is correct.
Very good.
Okay, they were all at the University of Chicago, as you said, May and Elaine May, Shirley Berman and Barbara Harris and maybe Alan Arkin, yeah.
That's right. Were you there in Chicago?
No, I was not.
But that's his era.
I was around, yes.
We saw them there.
You did see the Compass Players?
Yeah.
Oh.
They were wonderful.
I wish I'd seen them.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I wanted to make a few guesses.
Okay.
So for the non-chocolate candy, would Sweet Tarts or Smarties?
Neither one.
Okay. For the largest consumer of clothes, I believe that's Indonesia.
Okay, we didn't get the answer to that, so your guess is as good as mine, so we'll give you a bell anyway.
Okay, and then as far as the authors, I'm wondering, the Russian author, could it be Tolstoy?
It is Tolstoy, yes. 413 million copies of his books have been sold. Very good.
Okay, great, thank you.
Thank you. See, I told you they were well-known names. And give us a call at 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter, 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hey, Thomas.
So, you know, you guys brought up Doris Day, and I had this question in the back of my mind, and I think I need some help on the answer.
All right.
So basically, there were two movies that she made that were inspired by Booth Tarkington. Do you know what movies they are?
Yes. On Moonlight Bay... That might have been the sequel. And then they're both the ones with Gordon McRae, or
yep.
Two of them, where there was a family and she was the daughter. And
that's the part I need to question.
It wasn't The Magnificent Ambersons.
Was it called?
By the Light of the Silver Moon. Yeah, you're right. You're
excellent.
Right. Yeah.
I needed that piece of information. By the way, Foreign Correspondent is one of my favorites.
Oh, see? Jerry's just...
I don't get it.
He doesn't understand.
Oh, I love it.
I don't understand.
Yeah. What about this I Want You fella? Is that Longfellow?
You mean the famous Uncle Sam poster? No, it wasn't.
Okay, some reason that hit my brain.
Okay.
The non-chocolate candy,
yes.
They have these little hard butterscotch things. I'm wondering if that's what it is, but I don't know the name of it.
Werther's? Oh, Werther's? No, but no, it's not that.
Yeah, I love those things.
I think that's British.
What about the American writer? Would that be Hemingway?
It is not Hemingway, no.
Okay, and how about the silent film star? Would that be Charlie Chaplin?
No, it was not.
Okay, well, I got no bells, but I had my time.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Tom. Bye-bye.
So you get the Nobel Award.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, this is Tom from San Francisco.
Hi, Tom.
So I have an answer for Eid. Is it Eid or Eve?
No, we're never sure.
I think it's Eid.
It's okay, go ahead.
All right. So there once was some kind of animal named Annabella, who apparently was female, not a fella. Besides being gorgeous, her sex part was enormous, and that's all I'm permitted on radio to tell you.
So what kind of animal was it then?
I have no idea.
All right. You just spent the time putting and making that limerick.
That's great. Yeah.
Right. Good job.
Good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Did he say he made that up?
Probably.
In 20 minutes? That's pretty good.
Yeah. And good. He's a poet and he doesn't know it.
I think he does know it.
Jerry, do you have a question?
Me? Of course. Of course.
excuse me.
All right. Okay, I have from the Economist World in Figures for 2012, four rankings. I'll give you four categories, and I want to know two things in each one. What is the world, what is the country that ranks the highest in these four areas, and what and where is the United States ranking? Okay, number one is most computers per person. Again, I want the world ranking, in other words, the country that ranks highest, and their where does United States rank? Most computers. Also, most number of websites per person. So first, computers, websites. Number three, music sales per person, and that includes downloads.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, Facebook users.
Can I ask if these are all different countries?
Not always.
Okay.
Most computers, most number of websites per person, music sales, including downloads, and Facebook users.
Right. How about the either Facebook or most computers? How about Japan?
excuse me. No.
No. All right.
For either.
Okay. How about South Korea then?
For what?
For either one.
No.
Most computers or Facebook?
No.
Okay. Huh. I keep wanting, I want to say it's an Asian country, but it might end up being something like Iceland too. Is it Iceland?
For what?
Any of those things.
You can't do it. No, it's not.
All right. Okay. And actually, you should probably just read the whole thing over
One more time. It's so complicated. Okay. What country leads the world in most computers, and where does the United States rank? Number two, the same.
Most computers per person. Or most computing devices.
Yeah, per person. And the number of websites per person, music sales per person, including downloads, and Facebook users per 1,000 population.
Okay.
I should have added that. Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. This is Harry and Susan in Berkeley.
Hi, Harry. Hi, Susan.
Okay. Let's see. The silent actor, was it Valentino?
No, it was not. Good guess, though.
The author's U.S. bestselling, was it Faulkner?
Not Faulkner.
Alcott. How about Alcott?
No.
Okay. Most computers, how about Finland?
Finland, Jerry?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute, he's
scrambling here.
He's consulting.
For what category?
The most computers per person? I mean, in population?
No, not Finland.
Okay,
that's a good guess.
Non-chocolate candies, how about Lifesavers?
Not Lifesavers.
Wow. Zero for four. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for calling
us.
You know, actually, that brings up an interesting point. So this is all per capita. May we say that?
All
your
per
question?
Capita except the one which is per Facebook users per 1,000 population. I don't know why that's different, but
okay.
It is.
All right. And next call?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Hold on.
You guessed Iceland for something. Right?
Yes, I did.
For what? You said
any
for
of those
anything.
Things. Yeah.
Well, I'll give it to you. That's for Facebook users. This is Iceland.
All right. Good job.
I shouldn't have given it to you, but okay.
I'm sorry, caller, if I'm stepping on you. Are you there? No? Okay, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Nick in San Francisco.
Hi, Nick.
So, American author Michael Crichton?
Not Michael Crichton.
Okay, I want you, Uncle Sam, as self-portrait?
Correct.
Very good.
James Montgomery Flagg painted himself because he wanted to save money on a model.
Yeah.
Like every other famous painter.
And the non-chocolate candy would be licorice?
No.
Okay. And the German author is Bohl?
No.
Okay. I guess that's enough.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I suspect the American author isn't anybody like Hemingway, but somebody more like Mary Higgins Clark or whatever her name is, a potboiler romantic novelist. Is it?
Could be.
Is it? Or could be. That
could
means
be.
Yes. It is. Okay.
May not be, too.
Is that her name, Margaret Higgins Clark or Mary Higgins Clark? Something like that.
You're thinking of Mary Margaret McBride.
No, I don't know. So I'm sure it is somebody like that, like Tom Clancy.
No, it's not Tom Clancy.
Okay.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Barbara in Berkeley.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, and I would like to talk about the non-chocolate candy.
Yes.
Is it gummy bears?
It's not gummy bears.
Oh,
oh, sorry.
And the American author... is that Margaret Mitchell?
It is not Margaret Mitchell. But remember, she only had that one book, really.
True.
this is somebody who's written many books.
Oh, okay. And the Belgium author, is that Hergé?
No, that's an excellent guess. Hergé, who wrote Tintin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's an excellent guess, but no, it's not. It's somebody, I'll give you a little slight hint on the Belgian because it's slightly misleading. Mm. He's not thought of as a Belgian. He's thought of more as French. In other words, he basically spent his career in France. So, but he's from
like
Belgium.
Hercule Poirot.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for me.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let me see if I have something to give you here. What daily food's name is taken from the name of the Roman goddess of agriculture? It's a food that most of us eat every day. What daily food's name, or for most of us it's a daily food, is taken from the name of the Roman goddess of agriculture?
Hmm.
If you know the name of the goddess, you'll get the food immediately.
Of course, yeah. That's a Roman goddess.
So keep that in mind.
I'm going to go about it by...
It's a generic type of food, so just so you understand.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Like milk or bread, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Hmm. Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Marty in San Francisco.
Hi, Marty.
For American author, how about Stephen King?
Not Stephen King. Oh, that's the logical guess, I must say.
Okay. One other thing on the piece of equipment that was banned
yes.
by the British. Although you said treadmill, I guess it's called a treadmill. It really could be a Stairmaster because these were circular wheels that you'd walk up and... make go in a circle, and you just do that
okay.
you know, all day. So it's more like a Stairmaster than what we see as a treadmill in, you know, the gyms.
That's a very fair point, yes.
Okay, well, that's it.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. We hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to give us a call, the number is 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is also Jenny from Emeryville.
Hello.
I have a question. I have an answer, possibly, for the non-chocolate candy.
Okay.
Starburst?
Yes.
Hey.
Very good.
And I have another one.
What is it again?
Starburst.
Starburst. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Starburst is number 2, by the way.
Jolly Ranchers?
Not Jolly Rancher.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, good job. Starburst, yes. I don't generally eat Starburst.
Not that
because,
interesting a candy, I don't think.
Because it's too hard to take the paper off on it.
Right.
It seems like it's the candy equivalent of a lamb chop. You're putting a lot of work into it, but you
know,
really have not much reward.
It's not really worth that in the end. Anything that's not chocolate is not really quite worth it.
I don't know about that. And let's go to a call.
You're the guy that doesn't like chocolate, right?
No, I like chocolate.
Oh, you like chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Brooke in San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi, I have a guess for the candy.
Okay.
Is it Reese's Pieces?
Not Reese's Pieces.
Oh, that's a very good guess.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have a guess for the American author.
Yes.
Is it Danielle Steele?
It is Danielle Steele.
Oh,
yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes, very good. 1 billion copies of her books
sold. So Tolstoy and Daniel Steele are in
Tolstoy
the same category.
And Daniel Steele.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah.
And Belgian is mostly French.
Good job, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes. Daniel Steele is the best-selling American author of all time.
Is a French author or Belgian author considered French or thought to be French? Is that the guy that wrote the Inspector Maigret detective stories?
What's his name?
Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh. Ah. Okay, I get half a bill. what was his name? David, what was his name? Ted de Maigret, okay. Played in the movie by Michael... Here. By Michael...
Lonsdale.
Michael
who? I think it's Michael Lonsdale. Or is it Michael Gambon?
Gambon, yeah.
All right.
Well, I'll come up with it. I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Just missed Daniel Steele.
Well, there's a bell anyway.
Oh, thank you. And about the candy, I remember this caramel sort of pop thing that was really good, but I can't think of a name.
Hmm.
Any familiarity there?
No, I don't think so.
What'd she say, caramel?
Yeah, none of these have caramel in them, so.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Mac on Twin Peaks.
Hi, Mac.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Today is Greek Easter, and I'm wondering if you know what the common phrase is to someone who is celebrating Greek Easter and what that response to Greek Easter is.
Happy Greek Easter.
Right.
Are you looking for a Greek phrase?
Yes, it's a two-word phrase, and then you respond with a two-word phrase.
Oh. I must say I'm very deficient in my Greek phrases.
Well, let's move along. It's Christos Anesti, and you're supposed to say Alithos Anesti.
Oh.
Christ is risen. He is truly arisen.
Well, thank you for informing us of that.
Yep, great. I also, a couple weeks ago, someone talked about turkey red. I don't know if anybody had clarified that, but indeed turkey red does come from the country of Turkey, and it is red. There's a gentleman that called about that, and somebody said...
Right.
It's from turquoise, so it's actually blue, but it's not. It's a pigment used in making old quilts and old fabrics.
Oh.
So that's
I remember
very
that.
Confusing to people because they thought it was from the turkey bird itself.
Okay.
It was like, no, from Turkey. All right, that's what I all have this week. So great the show, and I will talk to you again another time.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Our next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have an answer for the best actor, 1929.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Emil Jennings?
No, he was the one that won it, but there was somebody that actually was, according to the board or the Academy of Sciences, Movie Arts and Sciences, named somebody else, but they decided not to give it to this actor and gave it to Jennings. Jennings won it, but there was somebody that was actually chosen first, and that was overruled.
Okay, I have the answer for my question, because the caller mixed them up. There's two different questions. The one for the animal, where female have bigger penis than the male, in fact, bigger than any other pound by pound for all mammals, is hyena. It's also bigger than the male.
Who is it?
Hyena.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, they're funny. Look at them.
That's why they're laughing.
The second answer is, do you remember Fanny Fox?
Fanny Fox and the tidal pool.
With Wilbur Mills. Yeah. Exactly. In the tidal basin, yeah.
How about Elizabeth Ray?
Elizabeth, Elizabeth Ray was the...
Mm-hmm. Who was she with, Elizabeth Ray?
Oh.
Elizabeth Ray.
She was the one that was written off as considered a typist, in quotes.
Exactly.
But she wasn't a typist. Right.
What's the name of the representative?
Who was it?
It was another really straight-laced guy, like Wilbur Mills, I think, wasn't it? Who is it?
She was given $1,400 a month for doing nothing.
Yeah, right.
Sex with them.
No, I don't...
Okay, how about... I'll give you the answer because it's short time. Wayne Hayes, I'm sorry.
Wayne Hayes, right. Very good. Okay.
Beautiful time. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Eve. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, hi. Is P.T. Barnum the person, by any chance, who's the I Want You poster?
No. Somebody guessed it. The model for it was the artist, James Montgomery Flagg.
I like your guess, though. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and I guess, how about Milk Duds for the candy?
No, these are all non-chocolate. These are the best-selling non-chocolate candies.
All right, right, right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, this is David in San Francisco.
Hi, David.
So your Belgian is Georges Simenon.
That is correct.
That's his name, Simenon.
See, Jerry knew it way in the back of his head sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. I think I heard something about a food named after the Roman goddess of agriculture. Is that cereal?
It is cereal for Ceres.
Ceres. Ah, yes.
Okay. Is your American author Zane Grey? I think I've heard that before.
It is not Zane Grey. No, the American author actually was guest. That was Danielle Steele.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But we're still looking for the German author.
Is it Hess? Herman Hess?
It is not Hess. It is not something so intellectually challenging. I will give you that.
All right. Our last guess is for the non-chocolate candy Good and Plenty. Is it on the list?
Not Good and Plenty.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Brian in the Mission.
Hi, Brian.
Hey. So, German author, I think I'm wrong based on your non-intellectual. It's not Günter Grass.
No, it is not Günter Grass.
And are Tic Tacs a candy?
Non-chocolate candies. We're only looking for non-chocolate candies.
Yeah, Tic Tacs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tic Tacs is number one.
Wow.
Very good. Good guess.
And I think that's it.
All right. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The German author couldn't be Hitler, could it?
No, it's not
well,
Hitler.
I don't know. Mein Kampf.
There was a time when he was a best-selling author in Germany when everybody had to buy a copy of his book, but no, not anymore. besides, that was nonfiction.
That was not a novel. That's right. Correct. Okay.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Mac calling back from Twin Peaks.
Hi, Mac. You have to turn down your radio.
I just turned it down. Okay. Sorry. No one guessed about the Arango guy, so I'm going to guess Herb Alpert.
Oh, yeah.
No. Right, this is not a living person.
Oh,
and it's not an entertainer.
Oh, dang it. All right. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're on, please.
Butterfingers?
Not Butterfingers.
Thank you.
That's chocolate
that is
on
chocolate.
The outside.
Yeah.
Milk chocolate on the outside, yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this us?
It is you.
Hi, this is Dr. Michelle and Emily in Lone Mountain.
Hello.
Hi, we have a couple of guesses for non-chocolate candy. Is it jelly beans?
Not jelly beans.
Is it Peeps?
Not Peeps.
Okay, I think that's it. Oh, lollipops.
Not lollipops.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay, we better clean up here. What do we got, Jerry?
Okay, well, Jose Dotario Arango, I thought you'd get this, is better known as Pancho Villa.
Oh. Okay.
And these bizarre... And I'll let David guess the silent movie star who won the most votes for Best Actor in the very first Oscar ceremonies in 1929. That's right. Rin Tin Tin.
Rin Tin Tin.
Rin Tin Tin actually was pushed aside by Emil Jannings.
That's that new book, yeah.
And as to these rankings, let's see. The most computers per person, highest in the world country is Canada. United States ranks 7th. Number of websites per person, the highest is the United States in the world and in the United States. Mm-hmm. Most music sales per person, including downloads, highest is Japan. United States ranks 11th. Facebook users, highest is the United States and, excuse me, and also is the highest in the world.
Okay. The best-selling German author is a man named Carl May. A name may not be immediately apparent to you, but he wrote Westerns, which are extremely popular in Europe. So, Carl May. And the best-selling non-chocolate candies in the U.S., Tic Tac, Starburst, Skittles, and Sour Patch Kids. Which are sour, you know.
Yeah.
So if we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We certainly enjoy bringing the show to you. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman and myself, Dana Rodriguez. And our thanks to David Latulipe and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. And we will listen for you next week. Bye-bye.
Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't B, it's Frank. It's gotta be this or that.